steal, shot for a hat trick, Sergio Aguero! He's got it! At the buzzer! Here's Alexis Sanchez! What a finish!
Coach, Aguero made it! Manchester City won the Premier League!
Bring gems with no regard for human life!
Curry for three! What a night for Stephen Curry!
What a nice shot, Gareth Bale!
Manchester United have reached the promised land!
Can Manchester United score? They always score!
Don't wish, young blood, you're just old. Can't you do, Irvin? Get back.
Gareth Bale just won the first ADA championship for England in 40 years!
Ryan, for the win! Bam! 10!
9! 8, 7, 6, 5,
4,
3,
2,
1,
go!
Hello, dear audience. Welcome to this week's Highlight Sports. I'm Yvette. Love Sports, Love Radio, CBC. Now let me have a brief introduction of today's program. In the World Sports News, Jake and Richard are going to bring you some information about the preceding game of NBA. The European Football Champions League, 2016 FIVB Women's Club World Championship, and the WTA Open. In the highlight game, Ennis and Manny will introduce you a wonderful game played between two strong teams, Manchester City and Barcelona. It's absolutely a big prize. Moving to the weekly foresee, Yvette and Steve will focus on the game between Manchester City and Barcelona in Nou Camp on Wednesday. In today's domain, Letty will introduce your extreme sports poker to you. This time in the grid, Ada will continue to introduce the famous football player, Francesco Totti. Now, let's kick off with World Sports News.
Good evening, my dear audience. You are listening to the World Sports News. Welcome back. I'm Jade.
Hello, everyone. I'm Rachel.
Now, let's have a brief look at what essential sports news happened this week.
The preseason games of NBA come to an end. Golden Gate Warriors are in a good statement. They won all six games after losing the first game.
The Los Angeles Sparks defeated the Minnesota Lynx 77-76 in the Game 5 of the WNBA Finals on October 20th. And won their third WNBA Final Championship. Dallas Parker was named the final MVP with 28 points and 12 rebounds.
In the European Football Champions League, Lionel Messi scored his second hat-trick in as many Champions League games to give Barcelona a 4-0 win over Manchester City.
Also, Mesut Ozil scored a hat-trick after stunning goals from Alexis Sanchez and Theo Walcott as Arsenal dismantled Ludogorets Razgrad in a ruthless Champions League display.
The team of Guangzhou Evergrande claimed their sixth straight Chinese Super League champion title at Tianhe Stadium, Guangzhou, China, on October 23, 2016.
Chelsea swept Manchester United 4-0 Sunday in the English Premier League. Jose Mourinho's return to Stamford Bridge turned sore after 33 seconds, and it did not improve.
What's more, Andy Murray won a tournament in Shanghai, China, on October 16, 2016. Andy Murray beats Roberto Bautista 2-0 to claim the title of the event. Peng Shuai claims title of women's singles at WTA Tianjin Open by defeating Alison Reyes of the United States with 2-0 in Tianjin October 16th.
China's Zhu Ting played for the Bucky Bank Istanbul in 2016 FIVB Women's Club World Championship in Pasig City, the Philippines. October 18, 2016, Bucky Bank Istanbul won 3-1. Zhu scores the highest 28 points in the match.
At the age of 23, China's Chen Ruoling has already become one of the most successful divers in history, and now she wants to put an end to a glorious career.
Now let's check all this in detail.
The new season of NBA is approaching. Many teams are making their final personnel adjustments. Whether Chinese player Yi Jianlian is included in Lakers' final roster spot remains unknown. But recently, it is said that Lakers have interest in keeping the veteran Meta World Peace forward around as an assistant coach if they can't make room for him as an active player. In Lakers' 8 preseason games, he has averaged 3 points, 3 rebounds and 1 assist in about 10 minutes.
The new season of NBA is just around the corner. Many players played well in the preseason games, such as Jeremy Lin. Lin has averaged 16.3 points for the Nets in the three preseason games. Lin held 24 points, 10 assists, and 2 steals over 30 minutes on October 20th. 116-111 preseason loss to the Knicks. Can we see Lin's sanity again in the coming season?
In the game between Barcelona and Manchester City, City were competitive in the first half, but made far too many errors against a roughly Barcelona rebuilding in Messi's return from injury. The victory maintained Barcelona's 100% starting group C and extended their lead over City to 5 points. Barcelona had not yet hit the heights of last season this term, but one reason for that was the recent absence of Messi with a groin injury. The Argentines fought within 3 minutes of his La Liga return at the weekend. And in front of his old boss, proof again what a magical player he is. Manchester City suffered the heaviest Champions League defeat, conceding 4 goals for the first time.
The Gunners have won 7 games in a row in all competitions, scoring 23 goals and are unbeaten in 11 matches. Victory over Bulgarian champions Ludogorets means Arsenal top Group A ahead of Paris Saint-Germain, who beat Basel 3-0. On goal difference, the Gunners began their Champions League campaign with a battling point in Paris, and two teams meet in North London on November the 23rd. Having earlier assisted Walcott with a pinpoint pass to the edge of the area, the German international fired in 3 excellent close-range finishes in just over 30 seconds half minutes.
Chen, who collected 5 Olympic gold medals in 3 Olympic Games, announced her retirement on October 19th. "I'm sorry that I can't keep diving due to my neck injury," she said. "Diving gives me a lot. It makes me a better person." Chen has won every major title awarded in the synchronized 10-meter platform event since 2006. She made her Olympic debut at the age of 15 at Beijing Olympic Games. As the youngest diver in the team, Chen swept the individual and synchronized 10-meter platform titles in Beijing. 4 years later, she repeated the feat in London. She had been through some difficult days, but she did find her form back and secure a berth to take part in the synchro event at Rio. And she won her last Olympics gold medal at Rio.
So, that's all for today's What's Buzz News. See you next week.
See you.
Next goes highlight game. Stay tuned.
Hello everyone, it's time for this week's highlight game, and Manny.
I'm Ines. Manny, I've heard that you are a loyal fan of Manchester City. In the middle of this week, MC have had a Champions League goal game with Barcelona. Did you watch this game?
Absolutely. It's the center game of this round. Manchester City is a new competitor against the traditional football club, which owns the strength to chase the championship. This summer, Manchester City spent a lot of money bringing Nolito, Sané and Stones. They are all brilliant players and have remarkable skills. What's more important is that Guardiola became the main coach of Manchester City. He's widely regarded as the best coach in the world. And Barcelona may be the best club for this century. They have the most talented player, Messi. The battle of these two super teams is really exciting.
I know that Guardiola is the former coach of Barcelona. It's interesting that he will meet with his old players. He helped Barcelona get 14 championships. He's a legend. However, with time goes by, now he stands at the opposite side. Guardiola's strategy is controlling, which is called tiki-taka. Barcelona used to be the best in controlling. Now, they are facing with the challenge from Manchester City.
In this game, Pep used a formation of 4-1-4-1 without any traditional strikers. Aguero and Iheanacho are both not in the starting lineup. For Barcelona, they are glad to see that Messi's recovery. From the beginning, Manchester City tried to tackle the ball from Barcelona's midfield. They gave lots of pressure to Busquets. It had some effect. Barcelona had to spray the ball to the front because of this restriction, which is really difficult to pass to their player accurately. However, Barcelona wasn't afraid of this situation because they had been through a same situation like this before. Though they lost some positions of the ball, Manchester City had seldom chance to improve the goalkeeper.
Barcelona took some time to get acclimatized and they planned to attack. They were aware of the limitation of Manchester City. Manchester City only had three players on the background. Don't forget that MSM is the best group of strikers. The 17 minutes, Messi got ball and straightly passed to Iniesta. Zabaleta narrowly made a tackle. Unluckily, Fernandinho slipped and fell on the ground accidentally. Messi took the ball and dribbled past Bravo, 1-0. Barcelona will in the lead.
The 61 minute, Iniesta assists Messi to score the second ball. 8 minutes later, Suarez passed to Messi and Messi made another goal. Messi's hat-trick put the game beyond doubt. The 89 minute, Neymar shot and scored. This goal was the icing on the cake. Finally, Barcelona defeated Manchester City with 4-0.
In this game, coaches played the key roles. Pep thought Busquets would be a solid port. However, Enrique realized it and fought back by attacking the backfield. Manchester City's back had not enough athletic ability to compete with Messi, Neymar, and Suarez. Sterling acted well in this game. His speed and skills were the challenge to Barcelona's back. But for the strategy from Pep, Manchester City didn't have a real striker who had stand in the penalty box and make some shoot. It was coach's fault.
This season, Barcelona made a lot of efforts to make the team younger. Umtiti, Gomez, Denis Suarez, Rafinha, Roberto, and Ter Stegen. They are becoming the important parts in the team, and of course they will be the future. But the coach Enrique was the man who grew fastest. His plan and the adjustments on the ground are both improving with an amazing speed. If Barcelona don't have too much injury this season, they will probably get many glories. For Manchester City, they have the great players and the best coach. It takes time to be a real strong team. Age may be the problem. Pep must make some change in this winter transfer window.
If you miss this game, you can watch the highlights on the internet. This is the highlight game. Thank you for being with us.
See you next week at the same time. I'm Manny.
I'm Ines. Coming next is Weekly Foosie. Stay tuned. Bye.
I don't wanna fall.
Hello, dear audience. Welcome to this week's Weekly Foosie. I'm Yvette.
Hi, I'm Steve. This Wednesday, Barcelona and Manchester City will meet again at Etihad Stadium. Yvette, as the supporter of Barcelona, you must have watched the match on October the 20th. Do you think that they can keep their momentum and win another victory?
Of course. These two teams have met several times before, but the Manchester City didn't even get one single victory. Especially the last game in Camp Nou, we reaped a 4-0 sweeping victory. You have to admit that the capacity disparity between these two teams is obviously that I'm pretty confident about our coming away win.
But the Man City is still a high-level team who currently sits the first in the Premier League table. They also have Aguero, one of the best strikers in the world. He and Higuain are said to be the only two players who can stop Messi.
No, they can only stop Messi when they are playing together for Argentina. Speaking of Argentina, they won a silver medal on both World Cup and Copa America. All the fans blame Messi because they thought it was his bad performance in the final that made them lose the championship. But they found that they couldn't even get into the World Cup simply with Aguero and Higuain after Messi suffered from injury.
You're right. Messi scored a hat-trick in the last game between these two teams. The MSN have already scored more than 100 goals this year. But the boss of Manchester City, Mansour, is extremely rich. He spent a huge amount of money on this team, and the players who have a high salary will not want to disappoint their boss. I mean, they have a pretty luxury lineup of offense.
But they did nothing last week.
Oh, it depends on multiple reasons. Even Neymar missed the penalty kick. What's more, Claudio Bravo made a serious mistake and was sent off in the 53rd minute, which is a great loss to the whole team and changed the result of the game to some extent.
Maybe that's his deep love with Barca. But Barca still have bad news. We lost Jordi Alba and Gerard Pique in the game against Manchester City. And our captain Iniesta also got injured in the game against Valencia. Which means the midfield and the defense will both be greatly affected. It's always a setback to lose players to injury, but we all know that's a part of the football. The suspense intensified due to the loss of the three Barcelona stars. I hope they will be recovered and return to the team soon. It's fortunate that we still have Emerson, three of the most feared strikers in the world, which means the defense line of Man City will feel the great pressure again.
Last time, Guardiola and Bravo went back to Camp Nou. They should have enjoyed themselves. But that night turned into a tough night after they lose in 4-0. The team must learn from it and wait for Barcelona in a completely new momentum at their home field.
You're right. I know Bravo won't make that silly mistake again. He played pretty good while he was in Barcelona. And I'm really looking forward to how Guardiola deal with the team he used to devote for. He is such a successful coach, creating so many useful strategies on attacking opponents. But this time against Barca, I suggest that he should put more attention on the defense. So here's my prediction. Barcelona will defeat Manchester City in 3-0.
I also predict that Barcelona will defeat Manchester City. But I think Man City could at least score a goal.
It should be a game worth staying up late and enjoying it. Remember, the game is on November the 2nd, 3:45 a.m.
That's all for this week's Weekly for C. I'm Steve.
I'm Yvette. Coming next is Your Man. Stay tuned. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hello, dear audience. Welcome to Your Man. I'm your friend Letty. Today, I'd like to introduce you a young extreme sport, parkour. Parkour is an activity with the aim of moving from one point to another as efficiently and quickly as possible. Using principally the abilities of the human body, it is meant to help one overcome obstacles, which can be anything in the surrounding environment, from branches and rocks to rails and concrete walls, and can be practiced in both rural and urban areas. Although efforts are being made to create places for it, some parkers don't like this idea as it is contradictory to the philosophy of freedom. Moreover, parkour includes running, jumping, climbing, and even crawling. Male parkour practitioners are recognized as parkour and female as parkers. Founded by David Bella in France, parkour focuses on practicing efficient movements to develop one's body and mind, to be able to overcome obstacles in an emergency. Parkour is a physical activity which is difficult to categorize. It is not only an extreme sport but also an art or discipline that resembles self-defense in the martial arts. And now it is different from free running. In the beginning, parkour is played in Western countries such as France, Britain, America, and so on. It got its popularity in 2002. And in 2004, David Bella directed a movie named Balia 13. Through this movie, people all around the world knew what parkour is. The first people who introduced the parkour to China in 2006 is Hong Zhou. He also founded the China Parkour official website. And in China, some parkour groups often act in movies as special actors. Like clothing such as t-shirt, sleeveless shirt, swept pants, shorts is the most common clothes. Comfortable running shoes, which are generally light with good grip and flexibility, are encouraged. Sometimes parkers also need thin athlete gloves to protect hands. According to David Bella, the physical aspect of parkour is getting over all the obstacles in your path, as you would in an emergency. you want to move in such a way with any movement that will help you gain the most ground on someone or something, as if escaping from it or chasing towards it. Thus, when faced with a hostile confrontation with a person, one will be able to speak, fight, or flee, as martial arts are a form of training for the fight. Haku is a form of training for the flight. Because of its difficulty to categorize, it is often said that Haku is in its own category. Haku is Haku. In addition, an important characteristic of Haku is efficiency. A practitioner moves merely as fast as he can, and in the least energy-consuming and most direct way possibly. Efficiency also involves avoiding injuries, short and long-term. Haku is known to have an influence on practitioners' thought progress as well. Taka experience a change in their critical thinking skills to help them overcome physical and mental obstacles in everyday life. In the end, as the saying goes, the way is the path of silence, cut across town quietly at your own speed. Concentrate on footwork, your touch, your own sensibility. Look for cat-like silence and you will find the path. This is the way. Next, let me show you a section of the famous movie Banlieue 13.
Why don't I quit to open hell and that'll be the end of it?
Cut me into a pack of wild dogs are gonna be without a master and they might not be too cool. What are you at?
You see, Ta, that's it between the two of us. You never know what's in my head, but I know all the shit that's going on in yours. I'm always one step ahead of you because I know what you're thinking.
Hold it, K2! It's okay! Stay nice and calm, we're just talking.
Yeah, just talking.
Look, tell me what the fuck you want. Stop busting my balls and let's get this over with.
Two things.
You don't go on.
You leave my building alone, no deal for 500 meters around it.
Yeah, okay, what else?
That's easy. Your life for my sisters. I let you go, I walk outside with her, and if none of you guys move, we got a deal.
You know, you should have gone into business.
Yes or no?
Okay, it's a deal.
I got your word.
She ain't enough for you.
Give the order.
Yeah, K2, let her go, you heard me. Wait downstairs. K2, you stop your fucking thinking and do what I'm telling you to do.
Get down now, you'll never get up again.
Look, I kept my word. She's free. So now let go of me.
Patience, stop.
You think you're gonna get out of here in one piece?
You think everyone here is your buddy?
Well, that's all for today's You Man. Thanks for your listening. See you next time. The coming is the great.
Hello everyone, welcome to the great. This time I will continue to introduce the legend of Italian football, Totti. The 2006 to 2007 season was a personal high for Totti, as he scored 26 goals in Serie A, as well as another 6 between the Champions League and the Coppa Italia. Totti finished the season as Serie A top scorer with 26 goals, and on June the 17th, he also received the ESM European Golden Shoe Award as the top European goal scorer of the season. Roma's difficult start to the 2008 to 2009 season and continued struggles at the start of the 2009 to 2010 season. Totti performed well in the inaugural UEFA Europa League. He scored 2 hat-tricks in the competition that season. In the 2010 to 2011 season, on a personal level, Totti won the Golden Foot Award, but Ranieri's lack of faith in him due to his age meant that the captain would spend a lot of time on the substitute bench in favor of younger forwards. On February the 20th, in 2011, Ranieri resigned as manager of Roma, and Todi saw his former teammate Vincenzo Montella appointed as caretaker coach. Montella reverted to Spalletti's 4-2-3-1 system, and Todi appeared to recapture his best form, finding the net more frequently towards the end of the season. At the end of the season, Roma underwent a change of ownership, with the former club owner Rossella Sensi being replaced by an American consortium led by Thomas Di Benedetto. Under the new management, the club did not offer a permanent contract to Montella, which led to him leaving to coach another Serie A side, Catania. The Roma management appointed Luis Enrique, who had previously coached the Barcelona B side, in a bid to emulate Barcelona's football style. Todi sustained an injury on October 1st, 2011, in the second half of a match against Atalanta, which kept him out of action until the November 20th. In mid-December, as Todi began regaining form post-injury, he started playing more regularly, often in a creative role as an attacking midfielder. Todi in action for Roma against Chelsea in August 2013, with the arrival of Roma's new coach Rudy Garcia in the summer of 2013, Todi was once again deployed as a false nine, while also functioning as a supporting forward or as winger on the left hand occasion. On September 20th in 2013, Roma announced that Todi has signed a new contract, keeping him at the club until 2016, past his 39th birthday. He finished the season with 8 goals and 10 assists, ending the year as the top assist provider of the 2013-2014 Serie A season. On September 30th in 2014, 3 days after his 38th birthday, Todi scored Roma's equalizer in the Champions League group stage draw at Manchester City, thus becoming the oldest scorer in the history of the competition. It was also Todi's 300th professional career goal. On his second league appearance of the 2015-2016 Serie A season, Todi scored his 300th career club goal in all competitions with Roma in a 2-2 home draw with Sassuolo on September 20th in 2015. On February 21st in 2016, Todi publicly criticized returning manager, the Garcia's replacement, Luciano Spalletti, in the media for his lack of playing time since his return from injury. Todi's double also made him the oldest player in Serie A history to score 2 goals in a single league match, at the age of 39 years, 6 months and 23 days. Todi only made 13 league appearances throughout the season, but scored 4 goals in the final 6 matches as a substitute. On June 7th, he renewed his contract for another year, stating that he would be retiring at the end of the 2016-2017 season. He also revealed he had signed a 6-year contract as Roma's technical director once the season ends. Todi is regarded as one of the most talented Italian players of all time, and by some as Italy's greatest player ever. His principal characteristics are his vision, acceleration, ball control, balance, precise passing, and powerful and accurate shooting ability. From both inside and outside the area, with either foot, despite being naturally right-footed, he has also an accurate penalty kick and free kick taker. Todi is an artist of football, a true number 10. Michael Platini, former French midfielder and former UEFA president, once said. That's all for today's Highlight Sports. Thank you for your listening. See you next time. Bye.
Cast. Producer. Yvette 李一菲
Broadcaster
Yvonne 刘思月
Billy 刘浩鹏
Journalist
Manny 张端信
Rachel 荣苑廷
Letty 雷婷
Ada 徐阳
Ines 唐一周
Steve 赵月央
Tyree 刘浩鹏
一个人的时候，听荔枝 FM。